fireworks. By 2 o'clock, everyone was seated around the table in the main conference room, waiting for the staff meeting to begin. Everyone, that is, except Nick and JR. Catherine checked her watch and decided to get started. Okay, today we'll do a quick review of what everyone is working on, and then spend most of our time laying the groundwork for the 18 deals we need to close. Jeff was about to ask Catherine where Nick and JR were when Nick walked in the room. Sorry I'm late. There were 2 empty seats at the table, one next to Catherine and the other at the opposite end. He chose the one away from the CEO. Given what had happened earlier in the day, Catherine was not about to scold Nick for being late. The rest of the team seemed to understand a restraint. Instead, she launched into the meeting. Before we get started, I need to... Then Nick interrupted. I've got something to say. Everyone knew that Nick could be rude. But the way he had just interrupted Catherine, and after arriving late to her first official staff meeting, seemed particularly audacious to the staff. Oddly enough, Catherine didn't seem flustered at all. Nick began, Listen, I need to get some things off my chest here. No one moved. Inside, they were boiling with anticipation. First, about the meeting this morning. I was out of line. I should have made sure that Mikey was there and that comment I made about her was not fair. Mikey was stunned and then angry, but said nothing. Nick addressed her. Don't get all pushed out of shape, Mikey. I'll tell you about it later. It's not that big a deal. Strangely, Mikey actually seemed reassured by Nick's candor and confidence. He continued, Second, as much as I believe that Green Banana might be something we want to consider, my insistence on doing the deal is more about giving me something to work on. See, I'm beginning to feel that I made a bad career move by coming here, and I just want something that can hang my hat on. I don't know how I'm going to explain what I've been doing for the past 18 months on my resume. Jan looked at Catherine, the only person in the room who didn't seem shocked. Nick continued, But I think it's time I faced the reality of the situation and made a decision. He paused before going on. I need to make a change. I need to find a way to contribute to this team and this company, and I need you guys to help me. Otherwise, I should leave. But I'm not ready to do that just yet. Catherine would have liked to claim that she knew that Nick would come around, but she would later admit to her husband that she honestly believed he would quit. Being wrong notwithstanding, she was suddenly thrilled that he was staying, and she couldn't quite explain why. The room was silent, not knowing how to respond to the statement that was out of character for both Nick and the team. Catherine wanted to congratulate Nick for being so open, but decided to let the moment speak for itself. When it became clear that the team had fully digested the magnitude of the situation and had nothing more to add, Catherine went ahead and broke the silence. I need to make an announcement. Martin was sure he was about to witness a group hug or some sort of touchy-feely conciliatory comment from Catherine until she completed her thought. JR quit last night. If the room was quiet when Nick finished speaking, it was dead now. But only for a few long seconds. What? It was Martin who reacted first. Why? It's not completely clear, explained Catherine. At least, not based on what he told me. Evidently, he's gone back to AdSoft to be a regional VP again. Catherine hesitated before her next comment, which she considered withholding, but decided wouldn't be right. He also told me he just didn't want to waste any more of his time at off-site meetings working out people's personal problems. Another heavy moment. Catherine waited. Mikey spoke first. Okay, does anyone else here think that this team-building stuff has gone too far? Are we making things better or worse? Even Carlos raised his eyebrows as though he were entertaining Mikey's comment. The momentum in the room seemed tangible now, and it was moving away from Catherine.